It's a new year and it's a new beginning in Pakistan. And this is the first time in the country's history that any military ruler is being tried for treason charges. A three-member special panel formally began trial of former military ruler General Pervez Musharraf for imposing emergency rule in the country and detaining judges back in 2007. This is the second time that Musharraf has failed to appear before the court over alleged security concerns. His lawyers claim that authorities have failed to put adequate security measures in place for the former president. Just hours before Musharraf was to appear before the court, police claim to have found explosive material near the farmhouse of the former military ruler.
General Musharraf is facing threat to his life. He will not appear before the court until and unless and the government and court ensure foolproof security for the former president.
The court, however, went ahead with the proceedings in the absence of Musharraf. Judges observed that the trial cannot be halted because of security threats and ordered Musharraf to appear on Thursday. A judge has also threatened Musharraf with an arrest warrant if he failed to show up in the court.
Court has also directed the appearance of defendant Mr. Pervez Musharraf, and court will continue with the hearing of petitions filed by the defendant side. They will conclude their arguments and then the prosecution will reply.
Musharraf, who ruled the country for almost a decade before he had to resign in 2008, could face the death penalty or life behind bars in case of a conviction ruling against him. Recently, the former strongman even sought army's help in rescuing him. Musharraf denounced the treason case as vendetta against him, saying he still enjoys the support of the military. However, he made it clear that he would not seek pardon from the current government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif if convicted for treason charges. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.